Welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. We like to talk about all things running, training, and nutrition related, with a sprinkle of science and a dash of lifestyle. This week, casting a shadow over Caster Semenya. It's been in the press for the last week, and rightly so. The introduction of a new regulation based on a lack of evidence in elite sport is quite astonishing. Opinions on the topic are understandably split, and I can completely understand why. But is the manner in which this decision has been made the real issue here? I completely empathise the position of competing athletes, but unfortunately there appears to only be one way to describe the manner in which the case of the IAAF and Caster Semenya has been handled. A witch hunt. The journey that Caster Semenya has endured to this point in her career is far from normal. It's actually downright disgraceful, and she herself has referred to it initially driving her towards a very vulnerable state during her original suspension a few years ago. Since this time, Caster has continued to develop both her on- and off-track performances, and as a result has gained champion status, as well as being a role model to children everywhere. Let me be really clear. I am not a gender scientist, biochemist, or a lawyer. But I have read several interesting pieces on the topic to provide you with a 5-minute summary, hitting the key points that other people may have mentioned in your office or in the staff room alike. I must say the work by Jamie Schultz, Associate Professor of Kinesiology at Penn State University, Roger Peel Jr., and Ross Tucker of thesportscientists.com has been invaluable to help us begin to understand the situation the IAAF have placed themselves in. If you didn't know, there was a similar original case against Indian athlete Duti Chand, which actually had two of the same judges as in Caster Semenya's recent case. At the time, the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, concluded there was simply not enough evidence to rule against Chand, and as a result, the IAAF could not create the regulation. Oddly, this time, with the same level of evidence, with two of the same judges, CAS have said the IAAF can create a regulation if they like, although they have concerns. Sorry, how can you even do that? Is it not better to be sure about something before potentially hurting someone's physical, mental, and socio-economic health? The medical principle, first do no harm, comes to mind here. Anyway, they've got the evidence, haven't they? Evidence that may count as evidence in a satirical comedy, or an episode of South Park, maybe. Put it this way, if I was still lecturing, I'm not convinced they would be getting a first. I won't go into details, but I really don't think this has been said loud enough. The study was funded by the IAAF, performed by an IAAF consultant scientist, for the IAAF to put to use in a case by the IAAF. Categorically, this doesn't make the researchers biased, whether that's consciously or unconsciously. But let's be honest, an independent piece of quantitative research, so objective, led by numbers, would have been a little nicer. Suffice to say, due to the standard of research conducted, it's actually been requested to be retracted. Pretty awkward. Well, she has levels, elevated levels of testosterone, above those of other women. There is no other argument. This isn't strictly true, because you are right, testosterone is an incredible thing in terms of what it does to sports performance. However, in the case of women with DSD, and in all humans really, the ability to utilise that testosterone is largely varying. So an athlete could have increased testosterone readings whilst their body doesn't actually use any above the standard amount. I mean, let's be honest, why on earth have the researchers stated that testosterone only enhances performance in those five disciplines? Poor research, that's why. You'd believe it would be apparent in all disciplines, realistically. Also, saying there is a benefit in 5 events sounds very different to saying it has 0 performance benefits in 17 events. And therefore, we really need to look at a large-scale piece of research to justify what steps we'll take next. Testing a biomarker like testosterone is simply too basic for the argument that one is trying to define here. Yes, Castor has elevated levels of testosterone and is 46XY chromosome, but this doesn't necessarily define her as biologically male. We know that elite sports is basically a collection of individuals who possess certain attributes that 99% of the population simply don't. That's why we watch them perform on TV, because it's amazing. We want that biological advantage, and this is what makes them so amazing to watch. Following this, many people discuss how elite athletes like Michael Phelps had a limb and torso length advantage, and how Nordic skier Eero Mäntyranta had a genetic condition that allowed him to produce greater amounts of red blood cells. The line becomes really blurred to who we stop from competing and who we don't, but we are trying too hard to simplify things here. I have personally learned over the last 7 days that despite my previous beliefs, gender has been simplified far too much, and we have so much research to do before we really start being able to form a decision. This brings me back to my main point. Cass, from what has been released so far, have effectively allowed the IAAF to take whatever necessary steps they like without sufficient scientific evidence of good strength. Whatever happened to the basic research method principles, the teachings at university where a single piece of research was almost worthless, but a systematic review or meta-analysis was valuable to create a standpoint. They even state their concerns over the research and potential harm, but want to move forwards, then consider reversing their conclusion at a later date. Although a few years ago they felt very differently. What really has swayed them? We just shouldn't be making or taking any formal steps or forcing the consumption of drugs to alter someone's natural makeup until we are fully educated on the 2 major topics at hand. The testosterone produced and an understanding of gender biology and the ability to process that testosterone. If you want to learn more about the details, I highly recommend you Google the authors I mentioned previously and check out their excellent articles. If you want to hear more from us, then make sure you follow us on Instagram @performance_physique or check out our website, which is www.performancephysique.co.uk. I really want to know if you're enjoying these podcasts, and we look forward to seeing you next time.